Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Pei He / Pei Vav is an exciting one. It's an issue of whether you are required to make an Eruve Chatzeros in a hotel or in an area that is owned by one individual and has many people that are staying in the apartments, and there are materials in the apartment that are owned by the Balabais. On our Mishnah, Pehei Amabez, that went into Pei Vav Amid Aleph, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says, Im Yesham Tfisas Yad Shel Balabais, Eina Oser Alav. If the Balabais has what the halacha refers to as Tfisas Yad, so then in such a case, the requirement of joining together of Eruve Chatzeros is not necessary. The logic behind Rabbi Yehuda gets to the core of the requirement of Eruve Chatzeros. As we've emphasized time and time again, most people on the street, quote-unquote, do not know that an Eruv Chatzeros has nothing to do with outside and a Rishus HaRabim and the poles that go around it. Rather, Shlomo HaMelech wanted, let's throw in a little bit of Machshava, we've emphasized already in the past, he wanted all of us to join together as one Mishpacha on Shabbos, and different Mishpachos that share a Chatzer cannot carry within that courtyard unless they have joined together through an Erev that is put away in someone's house. Now, when do we consider it as if there are different mishpachos? Says Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a balabayis, if there's an Uncle Sam, if you will, that owns the material in everybody's house, if he has tfisas yad in everybody's house, then by definition they're one mishpacha as joined together by Uncle Sam. Let's take a look now and see that in halacha, in Shulchan Aruch as well, and apply it to a fascinating diyun amongst the poskim when it comes to hotels and the like. Simen shin ayin sif beis. Baal ha-bayis sheyesh lo harbe botim b'chatzer. If there's a baal ha-bayis who has many houses in a courtyard, v'yishilo no askirin l'achem, whether he rented it out or lent them to others, v'yesh lo b'chol echa mehem dvarim she'enom nitalim b'shabbos. That was exactly what we had seen in the Gemara on Pei Vav Amid Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda's rule only applies to those things that the people in the houses won't get rid of on Shabbos. If it's muktza, they won't get rid of them on Shabbos. Or machmas kovdom, they're heavy. Or machmas iser. In such a case, all of them, we paskin and Shulchan Aruch, are enough to bind the people in the house together, connected to the Baal Dvayis. Shem dvarim shasso etalim filo tzarech mekomam. Ein ha-dorim b'em osrim alav. So then in such a case, those who live there do not create an iser for the Baal Bayis, as well as for each other, provided, as the Ramah says, that there aren't other people who don't have Tfisas Yad in that building. So let's talk about a simple case. The Ramah will make things a little bit more complicated. Take a look at the Ramah. The Chazon Ish actually disagrees with the Ramah, but we will go with the simple case of the Mechaber. Let's take the case of a hotel, and that is that a person rents a hotel. The hotel is owned by a conglomerate. It's owned by an Uncle Sam. It's owned by a wealthy mogul. It's owned by Donald Trump. In such a case, Donald Trump owns many things inside of every room. So there might be room to say that in such a case, there is no requirement of an Eruv in such an instance. There's no separate and distinct Diros in such a case. It's for this reason that the Das Torah writes that a stove is enough for the Baal HaBayis to have Tfisas Yad. However, there is a big machlokis. What happens if it's clear that all the items that are there in that room have been explicitly rented to the renter? In such a case, is that also considered Tfisas Yad Baal HaBayis? Or maybe then the rule of Tfisas Yad Baal HaBayis falls away. Writes the Chayei Adam in Simin Ayin Gimel, Os Gimel, as well as he elaborates in Nishmas Adam, Os Katan Beis, that the only time this halacha applies is when it's clear that it's the Baal HaBayis' item that he reserves the right to use for his own purposes. From the Chayei Adam, it would seem that he even disagrees with the Das Torah. And he would say that an oven that has been rented to the renter, in such a case, the Baal HaBayis has no tfisas yad. That's part of the rental agreement. And the real owner of this now is not the maskir, it's the socher. If we take the Chaye Odom's argument, then certainly in the case of the hotel, such an instance would apply, that that's not called tfisas yad. This is the position of the Dvar Avram in Chelek Gimel Simin Lamed, the position of the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim Simin Tzadi Beis. However, in a celebrated tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees, and to this day, there are two different approaches in Klal Yisrael, particularly because of Rav Moshe's tshuva. In Chelek Aleph of Or HaChaim Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, Rav Moshe strongly disagrees with the Chaye Adam, that there isn't a requirement, Rav Moshe argues from the Rashi, Dibar Maschil Davar Anita on Pei Vavam and Aleph, that the landowner's designated place for his own personal objects. Because Rashi describes that if the item wasn't muktza, then in such a case, the renter would have the right to throw it out. How could it be that he has the right to throw it out? Must be that there wasn't any previous arrangement between the renter and the balabayis, that there was any shiur makom or shiur chayfetz for the balabayis, simply that his object is there. Certainly, says Rav Moshe, if there's a rental agreement, where if he threw it out, in such a case he would have to pay back, certainly that would be enough to be considered tfisas yad. Rav Moshe struggles with the position of Rashi, and ultimately he comes out following this Rashi Aliba de Hilchasa. The Chaye Adam also struggles with the same Rashi, and the Chaye Adam ultimately rejects Rashi in favor of other Rishonim, who he claims says that you need an explicit area that has been designated for the balabayis. Rav Ozner is quoted as taking a middle position in the Shevet HaLevi Chelek Hei Simin Nun Dalet, Dem Ikur Dedina, we pass like the Chazon Ish, and for that reason an Eruv should be made in a hotel, and a hotel is not considered enough of a Tfisas Yad as the Mashmos of the Chaye Adam, as well as how the Chaye Adam himself elaborates in the Sefer Nishmas Adam. The Chaye Adam claims it's a Mefurish Mordechi that the Davka Kishim Akiv Latzmo Schus Laniach Bebesam Viniach the Ozo Silik Atzmo Mehem. Nishmas Adam says also the position of Marik, and therefore the Chatchila the Shevet Alevi says one follows the Shita of the Chazon Ish. B'Shas Hadchak there's room to be makel because one of the great Marbitzei Torah of America, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, was Mekel based on our Daf and the Rashi. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic of Eruvei Chatzeros for hotels.